Welcome to The Pin Sheet on TurfNet Radio, presented by BASF. The Pin Sheet is TurfNet's regional focus at what's hot and happening in turf around the country. Here's today's host, John Kiger.
Welcome to today's episode of the TurfNet Pin Sheet, presented by BASF. Our guest today is Jeff Vinoy, Senior Product Manager of Turf Products for BASF Professional and Specialty Solutions. Welcome, Jeff.
John, thanks. Good to be here as always.
Our topic today is colorants. And while it may seem like a straightforward topic, could you just define the term colorants for this industry for those that may not be that familiar with it?
Yeah, so colorants have been used for many decades. And what they are is they're various types of pigments that are placed into a water-based formulation that allow a superintendent to either create a certain color in their ponds, on their turf grass for a winter color, or for just a typical to see the spray pattern so they don't overspray the same area twice.
So a colorant really has no curative powers or no disease-fighting pressure. It's simply an aesthetic addition to the turf in certain circumstances.
That's correct. Yeah, I mean, our approach with colorants here at BASF is strictly for beautification enhancements, sometimes it gets you through winter. Sometimes it gets you through maybe there's been a spill out on a fairway and you got a tournament coming up, or you're spraying your fairway and you want to make sure not overspray the same area twice. So yeah, for us, it's really not about disease control, any of that. It's really strictly about beautification of different areas of the course.
BASF has an extensive line of colorant products, and why, you touched on it a little bit there, but why is the line important to the turf industry?
Well, you know, if you think about it, John, I mean, the colorant line here at BASF has a very long history. A number of years ago, we were fortunate to purchase Becker Underwood, and if you look at the original Green Longer line, which is our baseline of colorants, that was introduced almost 30 years ago. So it's a strong legacy out there for us, and there's just a lot of folks out in the industry that have utilized our brand of colorants and know that when they use our products that it means quality.
There's a lot of different colorants out there. Again, obviously, the longtime Becker Underwood line that you just mentioned that you guys acquired a few years ago. The BASF line is certainly not the cheapest, but why do you feel that your products, particularly in the colorant segment, are worth the investment?
Well, I mean, if you look at the history of the Green Longer brand of colorants, you know, they're known for having, you know, really high-quality formulations that have a track record for long, consistent color and a good residual out there. Because one of the things with colorants is you got to make sure that the color is consistent over time. And that's one of the things that through different turf grass researchers, we've been able to ensure, you know, a high degree of confidence in both product safety across a lot of turf varieties, and supported, obviously, by the strength of the BASF field sales force and technical staff.
Well, let's learn a little bit more about the BASF sales force and product lines. We're going to take a quick break for a commercial from BASF. You're listening to The Pin Sheet on TurfNet Radio, presented by BASF, and we'll be right back.
BASF Turf and Ornamentals develops and markets innovative solutions for weed, disease, and insect control. For the turf professional, this means a powerful portfolio of leading herbicide, fungicide, and insecticide technologies that provide the optimal level of protection for both cool season and warm season turf and landscape beds. BASF means better results, which means better turf. For complete information on BASF turf products, research, and news, visit betterturf.basf.us.
And we're back to the Pin Sheet. on TurfNet Radio, presented by BASF. This episode is being recorded on August 2nd, 2017. Our guest today is Jeff Hanoi, and we're talking about turf colorants. I understand that colorants are getting more popular for growing winter color in dormant warm season turf. I know it's still just August, but why is that, and what products from BASF do you recommend for those winter applications?
Yeah, so that's a really great question, John. I think that one thing to remember is that when a number of years ago in transition areas, transition zone of the U.S. and in the South, where Bermuda went dormant, it was popular to overseed. And overseeding, although provided some nice color in the winter, there was a lot of issues with A, financially, the cost of it, and then B, the ability to transition out of winter and for the new Bermuda to wake up and for the perennial or the annual ryegrasses to die out. So what happened over time was folks really started to look hard at how they could use colorants like the Green Longer brand from BASF to fit those needs. And so what we have done over the last number of years is we kind of have a two ways they can do it. One, if they're looking for long-term color over the winter, we always recommend our Green Longer product that lasts about 90 days, and that's always the best choice if they're looking for something with extended control. Now, if they're in a market where the winter can be a little up and down and maybe there'll be some warm weather and then some cold snaps, sometimes those superintendents like a more budget-wise option, which would be our Green Longer Transition HC product. And this product is about a 30-day product, and it fits very well, you know, and as there's cold snaps and maybe there's some more of that yellowing color, the turf looking more dormant, you know, they can utilize this product a little bit more on demand. So we kind of have a couple of approaches there, and we found over the years that the superintendents, you know, depending on their budget and their approach and where they're at, they like different things.
Well, and I think it's like so much, especially in the last 5 or 10 years of managing turf, that what we did for years and years, specifically, say, overseeding, is now being sort of challenged. Like, do we always have to do this? And, you know, one of the things that strikes me is obviously in an overseeded market, when the overseeded turf is transitioning out, that tends to be a time in the spring where people are really excited to get back out on the golf course. And then they come out and there's this turf that's transitioning that doesn't really look that great. And so the golf course and the club wants to present a really nice looking course for those people that may have taken the winter off or may not have played that often during the winter. So it seems like so many decisions these days, it's an agronomic decision as to how you manage the turf, but it has budget, playability, and overall impression of the golf course, you know, considerations as well. So it seems like it's kind of a complicated combination of aspects of managing the turf when people are looking at these products.
Absolutely.
Before we close, what advice would you give a superintendent deciding on overseeding a fairway versus using colorants?
I mean, I think it has to do with that course, the area that they're in, the expectations of the members will always kind of weigh into if you overseed or if you use colorants. But I would say this, first of all, that, you know, the color green is not the same for everyone. So you're going to find that understanding the expectations of the membership in regards to golf course playability, agronomic objectives, and things like that, those things are going to be very important from the outset. There's a wide differences in formulations across all the colorant products, and certainly today, many, many choices out there. The one thing that we would encourage is remember that colorants on actively growing turf looks different than color on semi-dormant turf, and again on fully dormant turf. Different heights of cut can create variations in the level of greenness that's perceived. The color green at mid-morning is different than noon, again different at mid-afternoon. So you have to take all those things into account, and it's a learning process. So usually what we see is year one is kind of test and learn. Get feedback from the members, from the general manager. Season two, you start to see better technical expertise out there with the superintendents using colorants. They kind of dial in the rates that work for them in their particular microclimate. And then by year three, I mean, they're better experts than we are. I mean, they know their course, they know the weather, they know what their members want, and we see them kind of off to the races. So it's not an instant, I don't want to use the word too coy, but transition, but it's going to take a year or two for everyone to get used to it. But we believe that the playability of a course that's using colorants in the wintertime is definitely a very functional option for superintendents.
Great. And certainly if the courses have questions about this line of products, there's a lot of resources available from the personnel at BASF, as well as their local distributors and technical representatives that can help them work through some of these decisions.
Absolutely.
Our guest today has been Jeff Fenoy of BASF. We're talking about colorants, and you're listening to The Pin Sheet on TurfNet Radio, presented by BASF. We'll see you next time.
You have been listening to The Pin Sheet on TurfNet Radio, presented by BASF. Check back soon for new episodes or subscribe to TurfNet Radio on iTunes or Stitcher. Thanks for listening.